Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, it looks and feels like the holiday time is here, and it is, Monday, December the 8th. I'm Scoot on the air. This hour, we're going to talk a little bit about John Lennon, who was murdered 45 years ago today. In fact, John Lennon was murdered on a Monday. And I remember finding out that John Lennon had been murdered Tuesday morning. I didn't know until Tuesday morning. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And our bumper music this hour is featuring John Lennon, either a song that he sang with the Beatles, he was the lead vocals on, or John Lennon original. So that's coming up this hour. There was a sighting of Bigfoot in East Texas, and it's getting some attention. You know, we've talked about this on the show recently because there was another allegedly credible sighting of Bigfoot, but a Texas truck driver said that he spotted what he believes was Bigfoot walking along a highway outside of Garden Valley, Texas on November the 18th. Now, this is a report that's been filed with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, and this figure was 6 to 7 feet tall, dark brown, walking steadily toward the woods, and didn't seem to be bothered at all by traffic. Now, I would think that a true Bigfoot that has somehow eluded civilization for all these years, I would think that they would be very much bothered by the traffic, if indeed it was really a Bigfoot. The sighting has been classified a Class A sighting, which means that it was a clear and it was a close observation. But a lot of people are skeptical. I would like to believe, and I sometimes watch specials about Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster or Sasquatch. That's, I guess, basically Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same thing, except Sasquatch is the Bigfoot that exists in or allegedly exists in the Pacific Northwest. And also the Yeti, the abominable snowman. There's a part of me that wants to believe that somehow in the deep wilderness of this country, this creature has been able to survive all these years, has been instinctively able to elude civilization, elude concrete evidence that it exists. I want to believe that because it's just, I don't know, it's kind of mysterious. It's such an interesting story. But I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that there would be some kind of creature that has been able to elude the public for this long. But again, I mean, there are some deep wooded areas in the Pacific Northwest and really all over that are just far from civilization. I think it's more likely that there are deep wooded areas where humans don't go. I think that's more likely in the Pacific Northwest than in East Texas. But I think it's possible. So kind of, well, I believe that there are aliens, and I think there are two different topics. There's too much evidence that there are aliens, even though we don't have concrete evidence of that. But I believe that there are aliens. And I would like to believe that there's a Bigfoot out there, but I'm not sure there's a Bigfoot living in East Texas. But I don't know. You know, who knows? I mean, 6-7 feet tall. I mean, the way they describe it, it could be, I don't know. maybe a walk-on for the Houston Texans. I don't know, because it was kind of around the, I guess, the Houston area. Notre Dame is really upset because Notre Dame is not in the football playoffs. At the end of the season, Notre Dame ranked number 11, but Notre Dame missed the 12-team playoff bracket because of Tulane and James Madison. They took up the two spots by earning their conference championships. And then Alabama and Miami took the last two spots, leaving the Fighting Irish out. Now, I know that Notre Dame has just such a tradition that you know, people love Notre Dame to be in the playoffs. Notre Dame remains independent, so they can't get to the playoffs by winning a conference championship. So I understand that they're upset, but apparently they're so upset that they say they're not going to play in any bowl game. And can you imagine how coveted a ticket would be to a bowl game with Notre Dame in any one of the bowl games that is inviting teams? I mean, Notre Dame would be the first team you'd want to pick because, you know, their fans travel. They go there. It's, you know, it's just such an iconic football organization that you'd love to have Notre Dame in your bowl game. But they say, you know, we're not in the playoffs. We're not playing in any bowl game. So the first round of the playoffs are set. Friday, December 19th, number 8 Oklahoma, number 9 Alabama, 7 o'clock at night. Oklahoma, Alabama, that's going to be a good one. Saturday, December 20th, 7th-ranked Texas A&M and 10th-ranked Miami from Florida, not Miami of Ohio, Miami of Florida, at noon. That's Saturday the 20th. Following that at 2:30 in the afternoon. No, actually, I'm sorry. That's going to be at 11 o'clock. Noon is Eastern time. So at 11 o'clock our time, Texas A&M and Miami, Saturday, December 20th. Following that game at 2:30 our time, number 6, Ole Miss, and number 11, Tulane. Again, even though Ole Miss tore Tulane up earlier in the season, this is a different Tulane team. I think Tulane gives them hell and maybe even wins the game. And I think this might be a case where emotion is on the side of Tulane, not on the side of Ole Miss that just lost their coach, Lane Kiffin, to LSU. So I am so excited about that game and so hopeful that Tulane does well. And then following that game at 6:30 Saturday night, December 20th, it's number 5 Oregon and number 12 James Madison. Does James Madison even have a chance against number 5 Oregon? I would think that the printout sheet would tell you, no, they don't even have a chance. But there's a reason games are played, because you don't always know who's going to win. And it's interesting that James Madison gets a chance to play. But, you know, if you're looking for the best game, because this playoff system is set up, you know, a certain way, and it shut Notre Dame out. Maybe Notre Dame in some ways is being punished for being independent, but I think Notre Dame-Oregon would seemingly be a better game on paper than Oregon and James Madison. Now, again, you know, we don't know how it turns out, but I think Notre Dame would be a better match for number 5-ranked Oregon as far as a game is concerned. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. So anyway, that's the first round of the playoffs, and really excited that Tulane is there. I want to thank everybody for helping me get a concept of the Saints game yesterday, and I love what I heard. The Saints came out smoking. Tyler Shuck was really good. The defense was really good, and the Saints showed a hell of a lot of progress from last week. And that's what we need to see. Not only did they show progress, but they also won the game, beating the Bucs on the road in Tampa Bay, what was it, 24-20? And so, you know, that's impressive, and that's really, really encouraging. And the Saints need to just be more relaxed and just go out with that same kind of attitude that they went out on the field in Tampa Bay with. They need to do that at home in the Dome, and they need to start winning back Dome field advantage. So anyway, we'll see what happens this week. We'll be talking more about that closer to the weekend. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Jimmy and Gretna, what do you have for us?
Hey, how's it going, Scoot? Yeah, man. Good. Tyler Shuck played great yesterday. I do think we found our quarterback of the future. He might not be Drew Brees, but
Good.
If he's a perennial Pro Bowl, that's fine. Not everybody's going to be Drew Brees. And before I forget, quick concert update. Tomorrow night, Seven Dust is playing in New Orleans at the Fillmore Theater. They're a rock band. They're actually doing an acoustic set. For anybody looking for a good show to see this week, they're great live. And speaking of John Lennon and his passing, today was also the day that Vince Neil crashed with the guy from Hanoi Rocks. I think his name was Razzle in 1984 and died. Vince Neil was drunk and Motley Crue. That happened. Mm. Also, Dimebag Darrell died this day.
I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, and, you know, LSU football, I mean, it's done for. You know, the Pelicans play tonight, Scoot. And, again, I give you a lot of credit for putting a spotlight on the attendance issue. I don't think you're a curmudgeon or being a negative person about that. Tonight there's going to be 1,500 people there because the Spurs' main attraction, Wembanyama, is out. Now, can the Pelicans win tonight? Yes. But, again, I honestly thought, Scoot, by February the attendance would get this bad. But with it being cold and a Monday night, I expect there to be about 2,000 people in the arena tonight, mm-hmm. which is deplorable. But, again, thank you for putting a spotlight on this because it's the same premise with cancer, right? You want to identify the issue mm-hmm. and then search for a solution. If you don't know you have stage 3 cancer, yeah, might get killed by it. So I give you a lot of credit, and I'll finish with this about Will Hall, because I'm a Southern Miss alumni. You know, he's the new head coach at Tulane. You know, he had a hard time at Southern Miss, Scoot. His numbers, his record reflected that. He came in at a time when you had to pay players. Southern Miss doesn't have a rich alumni base like Tulane does. So I think Tulane's in a better position. I think they have more money, more financials behind them, behind Will Hall moving forward to pay players, and that's what you have to do. I don't think he was their first choice. Obviously, they wanted the guy, the D coordinator from LSU, but we'll see what happens. The players seem to like Will Hall, and, you know, we're going to see what happens. Again, you know, at Southern Miss, and I followed his career closely, he struggled, but we'll see what happens. Again, he's got more money behind him now.
Well, I'm hoping that Tulane sees something in him that maybe just the average person doesn't know about. Because I hope this mm-hmm. I hope this Tulane program does continue. All right, I want to thank you once again for being part of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon last week. Odyssey New Orleans is all the stations: B97, Magic 101.9, Bayou 95.7. And WWL combined, we raised $172,000. And it's because of you. It's because of those of you listening to the show and listening to our stations. It's because of the money that you donated. And together, we do make a difference. We make a difference in the lives, the health, the futures for so many children and their families. And what you do is, by giving, is so important. And it does so many important, great things. That thank you. Thank you on behalf of all of us at WWL and Odyssey New Orleans. Thank you for donating, and you help families and kids that need help. Let's go to New Orleans. Dwight, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
I've listened to you quite often, but just put you back on radio just recently. Mm-hmm. I after Katrina, I was a manager at Home Depot. I was on my way home from work and turned off of Fort Pike onto the Wrigley's Estates area mm-hmm. and spotted a Bigfoot crossing the road.
You saw what? You saw a Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, yes.
So tell me what you saw.
I saw a big six and a half foot, 7 foot creature cross the highway so fast it blew my mind. And I was trying to back up to see him, but I got so scared. I thought about backing up. I just looked at him, saw his eyes in the trees, spotted him, and knew what I saw.
Wow.
I knew what I saw. It was a hook. And then when I started telling people, you remember the show River Monsters that used to come on the Discovery Channel?
With yeah.
Jeremy Wade?
Yeah.
He was in the Honey Island area a couple months after that, looking for the Bigfoot.
Well, you know, when it comes to that area, though, you know, there's not a lot of space between Old Highway 90 and the interstate. And it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of space where some big creature could hide for very long.
Yeah, there's deer. There's big hogs, and you rarely see them over there. There's many of them. I lived there for 30 years. You know, I grew up in a marsh area, never spotted anything like that, never thought to see, I heard it or saw it.
Yeah.
Just when I lived in Slidell, that one particular moment, I think he was as surprised to see me as I was to see him. And wasn't Dwight, many you, people you, back home.
You don't think it could have been somebody in a costume trying to freak people out?
Not moving like that. No, absolutely not.
Well, if you've if there's somebody that tall and that fast, maybe the Saints ought to try and get a hold of him.
But check it out now. There's a whole part of that area where you're speaking of that's never been developed on the right-hand side of the Wrigley's Estate. And it's got much area for something like that to exist. Mm-hmm. And there's no natural predators for the deer and all that, so I wonder what is.
It's fascinating. I don't doubt that you saw something, and maybe it was that. I would like to believe that there are these creatures, the Rougarou too. These creatures that do exist that, you know, people have not been able to conclusively prove exist, but yet they're there. But again, that area just doesn't seem like it's hidden enough for something like that to hide without people discovering it.
Sometimes things hide right under your nose. Yeah. And I tell you what, until that day, I didn't think so either. But I knew what I saw, and it wasn't any human. Nothing I saw ever could move that fast across the highway and hide in the trees. And I don't tell very many people, but when I heard the comment about the Texas sighting, that's when I say, you know what? If you think this, you want to know, they're local. They're here too.
Well,
I think they're everywhere.
Dwight, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, there could be something here. There could be Sasquatch in the Pacific Northwest, also Bigfoot. There could be Bigfoot in Texas. More than the Rougarou, there are theories of some kind of a swamp monster in the swamps of Louisiana. So maybe so. I remember years ago I saw a movie called The Legend of Boggy Creek, and I think it was set in Arkansas, but I could be wrong. But I'll tell you, the movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek, it was scary. I mean, it was really scary, and the idea that something like that might exist was just a really frightening thought. But that was especially for the time, that was a really good movie. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages coming up. Today we remember John Lennon. It did happen on a Monday. On this day in 1980, John Lennon was killed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It was on this day, and ironically, it was a Monday when John Lennon was murdered. The announcement came on Monday Night Football, and Howard Cosell made the announcement in the booth. We're going to get the recording of that for you in just a few minutes. I was doing the morning show. I had gone to bed early. I wasn't that interested in that particular Monday night game. Sometimes I would stay up and watch it. But if I could, I would go to bed because I got up really early. So I was doing the morning show in 1980, and I went to bed early. So I didn't hear the news. And this was 1980. This was before cell phones and before the internet. So it was totally different. It would be totally different today. But I learned that John Lennon had been killed, when I went to a newspaper kiosk in downtown New Orleans in a building right next to the station. I was picking up the newspaper like I did every morning, pick up the newspaper and go upstairs and start going through it. See, even when I was doing music radio, I still talked about the top issues. And there I was alone on this dark street in downtown New Orleans, and the headline read, John Lennon murdered. I don't remember exactly what the headline was, but that was the message. In 1980, there was still some conversation the Beatles might get back together. And for somebody like myself who grew up with the Beatles as a boomer, you know, that was important, the idea that the Beatles would get back together. And what hit me that very moment, not only was the sadness, but also the idea that the Beatles would never be back together, and that something from my past would never be real again. And I felt a tremendous loss, not only for John Lennon as an individual, but a loss from my past that the Beatles would never be able to get back together again because John Lennon was dead. I've often talked about how ironic it is that John Lennon was the target of deportation by the Nixon administration. The FBI was trying to get rid of John Lennon. I mean, they were aggressively trying to deport John Lennon. And John Lennon continued to fight it. He was never deported. He got his green card. He was able to stay in the United States. And I've often wondered, if John Lennon had been deported, would he still be alive today? He fought to stay in America, for he was murdered. And it's just such a sad day because he was such an integral part of boomers' lives. Those of you who have, you know, hooked up with the Beatles later in life, or because your parents listened to the Beatles, I know it's sad to think that John Lennon was killed, but it wasn't as personal to you as it is to boomers who grew up with the Beatles and were still hearing conversations. Hey, maybe they'll get back together again. But the death of John Lennon meant that would never happen. So here is the actual recording of the announcement during Monday Night Football, when Howard Cosell announced to the country that John Lennon had been killed.
Remaining, John Smith is on the line, and I don't care what's on the line, Howard, you have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. To go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. Frank.
And that was the moment in the booth with Howard Cosell and Frank Gifford and others when Howard Cosell made that announcement. But I missed that. So I didn't know until the next morning that John Lennon had been killed. But it was a horrible tragedy, and it was just an interesting moment for boomers, because that was the day the music died for us in a lot of ways. And every generation has that person who is killed, and that's the day the music died for them. For Don McLean, who wrote the song American Pie, the day the music died, it was when Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were killed in a plane crash. That's the day the music died for him. For a young generation, when Michael Jackson died, that was the day the music died for them. For another generation, it might have been the death of David Bowie. So every generation, Kurt Cobain, of course, every generation tends to, unfortunately, have a moment when they say, well, this is the day the music died. It didn't really die We know that, but something is tremendously lost. Something is dead beyond the person who dies when some famous artist is killed or passes away. It's just it's sad when you grow up and you respect people and you follow them and they're part of your lives. I mean, the Beatles were part of our lives. Michael Jackson was part of the lives of young people coming of age. And when you're at that tender age and you're coming of age and suddenly somebody dies, that's hard. It's hard. And on this day in 1980, 45 years ago, John Lennon was killed. If you want to join us for the comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'll get to your calls, and we are going to get to some of your texts coming up. And this is a classic. It's an anti-war song, and John Lennon, that's the reason he was trying. There were attempts to try to get him deported. John Lennon was against the Vietnam War, which meant he was against the United States government. They took that as a threat. But this is an anti-war Christmas song that has lived.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Over the years. Today we are remembering the murder of John Lennon happened on this day, December the 8th, 1980. What a tragedy that was. Hey, also, listen, I want to take a moment and say hi to Michael. I met Michael. He works at Robert's. This is the Robert's on Allen Tucson Boulevard in Lakeview, and I met Michael last night. He stopped in the aisle to talk for a minute. He's a big listener, and Michael, I appreciate it. And it was great to meet you. And yeah, Robert's one of my local stores that I attend or that I check out because it's right near my apartment. Let's go to the Offshoreman in Venice. Offshoreman, how are you? Hello, is the Offshoreman there? We'll check back. Let's go to Larry in the truck. Hey, Larry.
Hey, it's a good thing for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you for the honk.
Something disturbed me Friday night. We went to the Tulane game. Congratulations to Tulane for winning our championship game. But something disturbed me. We in the stands, we in the first row right up against the football field. And who comes walking along in front of us? Elect Mayor Helen Moreno and her husband. Nobody guards or nothing. That disturbed me. Shouldn't she have some kind of protection going out in public like that?
Yeah, I mean,
if
I think
I'm wrong,
she should. I think she should. She will when she becomes mayor. But again, she doesn't have the ego that Mayor Cantrell has. And so she doesn't feel that false sense of being better than she really is, being more important than she really is. I mean, she had bodyguards when she, or at least one bodyguard when she went to Ireland. I mean, who the hell knows LaToya Cantrell in Ireland? So, you know, I understand that our mayor, any mayor, LaToya Cantrell included, needs to have security, but she just made up excuses to have her security nearby because, you know, she was doing something with her security guard.
Okay, you answered my question. With that said, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Happy holidays to you
all
and
right.
Your family. Love New Orleans. Love your show, buddy.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go to Maurepaw. Bob, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. Bob, answer this question. Does anybody fish in Lake Maurepaw? I mean, are there fish there? I mean, I never hear about anybody going fishing in Lake Maurepaw.
So, yeah, it has a ton of fish. And, you know, it you go to Man Shack, you have the Man Shack Pass.
Yeah.
It really puts Pontchartrain and Man Shack together. Probably half the crabs you eat come from Man Shack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then,
well, what kind of fish? Would you find more fish in Maurepaw than Lake Pontchartrain?
No.
Okay.
No, because you might find more freshwater fish fish that can survive in brackish environments.
So it's even more freshwater than Lake Pontchartrain, and that would make sense.
Well, you have the Blind River, the Amite River, the Tefunctla River, all flowing into that.
Understand.
Lake.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with your comment.
So, and by the way, I live on the Amite River, and we never fish. All we do is cut across Maurepaw, go through Man Shack Pass, and end up in West End and go listen to music at Felix on Sundays.
You mean you do that in a boat?
Well, I used to swim when I was a younger man, but, you know, my boyish figure is not what it used to be.
I get it.
and I want to dance and, listen to some music. So, we take a boat over there.
All right, cool. That's kind of cool. You know, you get in a boat and you go through past Man Shack and you go to West End. That's a fun trip.
Yeah, and I'm originally from Metairie, so I grew up in Metairie, went to school uptown, and a long time ago moved away and then moved back and wanted to live on the water.
If you're from Metairie, you're lucky if they accept you there.
Times have changed.
When I
was growing up as a young man, Ascension, Livingston Parish, I don't know if too many people would venture this far from Metairie or New Orleans.
All right, well, Bob, I'm gonna have to get to a break, so I need your comment very quickly.
I just, hearing, about George Lennon and John Lennon and what a horrible, horrible thing. And any person, whether it's Martin Luther King, he was George Floyd, not that he was a public figure, but anyone shot down. And I I'm not only on your show, but I keep hearing this about John Lennon today, but I haven't heard very much about Charlie Kirk, even very selected news stations, especially not on the George Soros station. A lot was said about it.
Well, first of all, Bob, you're wrong. I mean, this is not the George Soros station. George Soros has nothing to do with programming. Nobody can point to any changes since George Soros's investment company invested in our company. There have been no changes. It's not like Noel Norman and Tommy Tucker suddenly became liberal, and I'm actually moving away from doing politics. So that would certainly not be the assumption from people who think that somehow George Soros has control over this. So I really have no respect for the minds that have been led to believe that somehow George Soros is controlling our station, because he isn't. Secondly, we're not talking about Charlie Kirk, because we're also not talking about Abraham Lincoln. Those are things that happened in the past. Charlie Kirk is still talked about quite often. That was a horrible tragedy, which we discussed at length on this show, but it's not in the news today. And we're talking about John Lennon because it's the 45th anniversary of his death. If that's not pleasing to you, then this isn't the show for you. But this is the way we run things on this show. We don't just talk about stuff, digging stuff up from the past. We don't continue to talk about the same thing over and over and over and over again. We talk about different things. And we've talked about Charlie Kirk when that has been in the news. And we talked about it, of course, when it happened. And today is the day John Lennon was assassinated 45 years ago. So we're talking about that. Here's one of the early Beatles songs that John sang lead on. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino with Mike and Bobby is coming up next. And sad to remember that 45 years ago today, John Lennon was murdered. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Court DP, and most of all, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.